Did you have a faucet in your other house? I mean, that was different from the spigot outside?
No, we didn't have it in the other house.
Okay.
This one we got water about 10 or 12 years ago, I reckon. And then I had the bathroom put in about 7-8 years ago.
Did you ever have a pipe explode?
Oh, yeah, freeze up.
What do you say? The pipe did what?
Busted.
Pipe busted. That must be something else.
Yeah, one it froze up. And I didn't know it was froze and let my brother-in-law went off and when they came back. And let come around that way and the water met him right out here. They had done thawed up and it about pumped well right.
No kidding. What do you call a big wooden thing you put meal or flour in?
Well, a long time ago they used to call barrels.
Right. Okay. And what do you call if you bought molasses or lard in a large quantity, what would you buy it in?
Well, I tend to buy it in buckets.
Buckets? Did you ever buy it in a stand?
Well, we used to raise all of us at this until just a few years back.
Oh, did you?
My husband got to where he wasn't able to work much.
I see.
We raised our hogs, cows, and everything. Made our own lard.
That's great. What about when you were taking molasses from a big container and pouring it into a little one? Would you use anything to help you pour it in?
Well, if it ain't a mighty big top, you better.
What would you use?
A faucet.
A faucet? Did you ever use a funnel? Or is it the same thing?
About the same thing.
Okay. And when you're sitting in a wagon and you're driving the horses, what would you crack them with?
Your whip.
A whip. Okay. And, okay, what about a bag made of paper?
Paper bag.
Would you call it anything else? What about if it was like made of brown paper?
It's a brown paper bag.
You ever call it a poke sack? Or a poke?
Oh, I have heard of it. Pokes.
What about if it's made of cloth? Say, like a burlap. Would you still call it a bag?
I'd call it a cotton bean sack.
You call that a sack, okay. What about if it was made of burlap, you'd call it a cotton sack?
Yeah.
What would you call it, a burlap sack, or what?
I think a cotton bean sack.
Okay. And what would you call the amount of corn that you could take to the mill at one time?
Well, we used to take enough to make a bushel of meal.
Okay. Would you call that?
And that'd be...
Would you ever call that a turn of corn?
Turning.
A turn of corn.
Oh,
yeah. I'm interested in what you used to call things, mostly.
Yeah. A turn of corn used to be what we called they'd go out and gather in a sack or something and tote it up, I would call it.
I see. What about the amount of wood that one man could carry? What would you call that?
Would that be a turn or a load? That would be a load of wood, wouldn't it?
Load of wood. Okay. And if the amount of flour that you would take to the, whether you could carry meal or flour, would that be a turn of flour? Or would you call that something else?
All you could carry.
Your load of
flour.
Okay.